Hi, welcome to my podcast. I am Janelle Allen from Rock Solid Relation. My approach is based on solution building rather than problem solving. We provide better advice for healthier and happy relationships. Helping to look forward. In today's episode, we'll speak about 10 tips to a successful first date. It's not easy to find someone with whom you want to spend some quality time with. It takes time, patience, and a lot of work. But when you finally find that person, it's worth all the effort. It's not always easy to know what to do on a first date. But by following these 10 tips, you'll be sure to make a great impression and have a successful date. Here are 10 tips for making your first date with the person special and memorable. Why is dating important? Dating is important because it allows you to get to know the other person. It helps you find out if you are compatible with that person and whether or not you want to pursue a relationship with them. Dating also provides an opportunity for both people to grow emotionally and learn more about themselves. The most important thing is to wear something that makes you feel comfortable. You don't want to be wearing something that's too tight or too loose. You also don't want to wear something that's too flashy or too plain. Wear something that represents who you are and makes you feel confident. 10 first date tips. 1. Make sure you're both on the same page. Before you even agree to go on a first date with someone, make sure you know what they're expecting from the potential relationship. You don't want to waste your time or theirs if you're looking for something casual and they're looking for something more serious. It's important to be honest and upfront with each other about your intentions. 2. Pick an activity that you'll both enjoy. There's nothing worse than a first date where one person is bored out of their mind while the other is trying to think of things to keep them entertained. Try to pick an activity that you know you'll both enjoy, whether it's going for a walk in the park, seeing a movie, or having dinner at a restaurant. Don't just agree to go on a first date because you feel like you have to. If you're not interested in the activity the other person has planned, it's going to be a very long evening. Choose something you're interested in so you can have something to talk about. 3. Avoid talking about your exes. No one wants to hear about your past relationships on a first date. It's bound to make the other person feel uncomfortable and can be a major turnoff. Save that for later, when you're more comfortable with each other. This kind of topic will also make it difficult to have a meaningful conversation. 4. Don't drink too much. It can be easy to let loose on a first date and have a few drinks to calm your nerves. But drinking too much can definitely put a damper on things. You don't want to be drunk and stumbling all over the place or saying things you'll regret later. Try to stick to your usual drinking habits so you don't do or say anything you'll regret later, because alcohol can often lead to poor decision-making and can ruin the date altogether. 5. Don't talk about yourself non-stop. While it's important to share some information about yourself, it's also important to listen to what the other person has to say. Don't dominate the conversation and make it all about you. Let them share their thoughts and stories, and ask them questions about themselves. This will help you get to know them better. 6. Be yourself. Don't try to be someone you're not on a first date. The person you're dating will eventually find out who you really are, so it's better to be yourself from the start. Plus, they'll appreciate your genuine personality more than someone who's trying to put on an act. When all you do is talk about yourself, it can be difficult for the other person to get to know you. 7. Be respectful of their time. If the person you're dating has to leave early or isn't able to stay for the entire date, be respectful of their time and end the date sooner rather than later. Don't keep them out longer than they want to be there. Remember that you're representing yourself on this date, so be sure to act politely and courteously. You don't want to come across as rude or unappreciative. Be respectful of the other person and their time. 8. Avoid controversial topics. There's no need to discuss hot-button topics like religion or politics on a first date. It can lead to heated arguments and is probably not the best way to get to know each other. Save those for later, when you have a better understanding of each other. Not talking about certain topics can actually be a good thing, because it leaves more things to talk about later on. 9. Make sure your appearance is neat and tidy. No one expects you to wear a tuxedo or a gown on a first date, but it's important to make an effort and look your best. Dress in a way that makes you feel comfortable, but that is also appropriate for the occasion. You don't want to be too overdressed or too underdressed. You also don't want to be sporting last night's makeup or hair. Make sure you look put together and like you put some effort into it. This one should go without saying, but make sure you're well-groomed and dressed nicely for your first date. You don't want them to be distracted by your clothing or hairstyle. They should be focused on getting to know you, not what you're wearing. 10. Be polite and courteous. No matter how you feel about the person, make sure you're polite and courteous throughout the date. Thank them for taking the time to go out with you, be respectful of their opinions, and end the date on a positive note. By following these tips, you'll be sure to have a successful first date with the person of your dreams. Dating can be a difficult process, but by following these 10 tips, you'll be sure to make a great impression on your first date. The person you're dating will appreciate your politeness and courteousness, and they'll enjoy getting to know the real you. So relax, have fun, and let the sparks fly.
When you need help with your relationship, it can be hard to know what the right path is. I offer a fresh approach, and my goal in counseling isn't just problem solving, but instead solution building, where we look forward rather than back on past conflicts or issues affecting current relationships. Let your hope, not your hurt, navigate your futures when healing from breakups. Take the next step. Contact me today without obligation. Please complete the form below or call me directly at 978-346-5301.